This spring, 24 girls set out to answer one question.
It's Casey.
Hey, Cassie.
Jump! Oh.
Bring it, bring it. What?
Hi. What does it mean to be a Patriots cheerleader?
It's all about spirit.
I get to pursue my dream
as the sisterhood.
From the laughs and the fun to the hugs and the sun. Come join the New England Patriots cheerleaders for their 2013 calendar shoot. The 24 members of the 2012 New England Patriots cheerleaders gather one late May morning for their JetBlue flight to Montego Bay, Jamaica, to shoot their upcoming swimsuit calendar.
Welcome aboard JetBlue Airways flight to Montego Bay.
With their lives and daily responsibilities thousands of miles to the north, the team would arrive at Sandals Grand Riviera Beach and Villa Golf Resort with a packed itinerary.
We're in Jamaica.
Woo-hoo! Jamaica, man.
Have fun, shoot a calendar, and forge a bond between the team that will last all season.
This trip at Sandals Resorts has been, I think, in my past 3 years, the best calendar trip that I have ever been on.
The resort is huge. There's so much to do.
It's gorgeous. It's beautiful.
We're in paradise right now, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Cassie, what animal are you right now?
Well, right now I'm a seal.
I might move here. That's all I'm gonna say.
While moving to Jamaica might prove hard, moving in Jamaica is easy with all the resort's activities.
Now a top flip. Three.
Hey.
But while the girls play,
you guys, wait for me!
Their leader, Tracy Sormonti, and photographer, Justin Hammond, are hard at work on the calendar.
People flipping through the calendar on game day might not realize all of the attention to detail that goes into something like this. And I think that it is just spectacular from start to finish.
From day one, location scouting and suit picking starts in the morning.
Not only did they offer us a place to stay and to shoot our calendars, but they also offered us a way of team bonding, which is pretty incredible.
And goes well into the night.
Have Justin move left, Justin left.
Day one, done. Time to do it all again tomorrow.
But when the sun rises on the resort the next day, most of the girls are not focused on the calendar, but on one of the week's main events.
The top activity that we did was the catamaran tour, which took us to Duns River Falls.
Yeah! Isn't it so beautiful?
A full-day boat tour of the island, complete with climbing one of Jamaica's most scenic sites.
I'd never been on a boat. I'd never, like, been to a waterfall.
You can imagine about 24 women under the age of 24 climbing this waterfall, holding on to each other.
There were some face plants.
But I would say that getting to the top of the waterfall as a team was awesome. And then when we took the catamaran back, we
that
had
was my favorite.
A nice rocky road on the water, but it was fun. It was like being on a roller coaster.
Are you feeling?
Hot, hot, hot!
Are you feeling?
Hot, hot, hot!
Everybody say party time!
Party time!
While the bonding aspect of the week was in full swing early, so was the surf.
Trying to dance as the waves are going on, which made it just that much more difficult, but it was so much fun.
On the way home, it was a little much. We got into very rough waters, and
I turned green.
The scenic falls and rocking waves were the perfect way to get to know each other. As the team returned to dry land, some girls looked for more movement, both indoors and out. But for Tracy and a few others, it was an opportunity to enjoy some downtime while they could.
As beautiful as this place is, we were out on the beach, on a raft, floating in the water, just enjoying the scenery and everything. We look over and there's a bride standing there, and she looked so beautiful. It was absolutely amazing. And the music came on and she started walking down the boardwalk to her husband-to-be, and it was so touching to be able to just see that. And I mean, weddings are beautiful in general, but just the fact that we got to stand there and it was so beautiful. And then when he kissed her and
we all cheered.
And I was like, almost got a little bit teary-eyed, but then I was like, Cassie, what are you doing? You don't know these people. But it was really beautiful to be able to see that. And I can check off my bucket list that I went to a wedding in my bathing suit.
They say that marriage is work, and I'm sure there's a lot of it ahead for this happy couple, but not as much as the girls have in store for them as the calendar shoot is about to ramp up. Up next, the hard work isn't just on the beach, as the hair and makeup room stays busy. Plus, there's a little golf action for the girls when we return to Jamaica.
Hi, guys. We're having a great team bonding day today. This is our last calendar trip together.
Oh, so sad.
And for our last year, it's going to be the best one yet.
With the week in Jamaica in full swing, it was time to get to work, beginning with Casey and Gina hitting the airwaves.
103.3 WODS live from Beaches, Bosque Belle, and we have the New England Patriots cheerleaders here. Hey, it's 52 degrees in Boston, sunny and 90 here in Jamaica.
This week we are here with the New England Patriots cheerleaders, staying at the Sandals Grand Riviera Resort, and we are filming our 2013 swimsuit calendar. We are extremely excited to be here.
We're extremely lucky to be here, and it's been an awesome experience so far.
Now that experience turns away from activities and relaxing and toward the hard work of shooting a cheerleader swimsuit calendar. And what does that work include? Very long meetings.
So pick a blonde.
Amber has amazing abs.
She has a great smile.
I think she would look beautiful in that suit. I wish we could find a different bottom.
That's what I'm saying, absolutely.
Yep. Bring a million bottoms.
Yeah. So we have schedule, we have girls.
We have a schedule, we have a girl, we have suits. I feel so relaxed. Justin, we feel really great.
Good.
Feel
good.
Relaxed.
I want everyone
looking forward
to the
shoot.
No stress.
Yeah, they go by quickly.
I'm a very laid back guy, and I like everyone to be laid back.
As the days go on, Justin's attitude matches the islands, and the girls are having as much fun shooting as they had on the catamaran.
This is my third year in my third photographer. Very comfortable to shoot with. It's so much fun.
It gives you so great direction, and they keep it fun.
He was very calm the entire time and so relaxing, so encouraging. And he was so positive the entire time.
So when you do a photo shoot, me specifically, my shoot was underneath this archway, and I was kneeling on this brick...
What?
Fountain. It was a fountain.
It was a fountain, okay. And I was kneeling on it, and it was the most painful experience of my life.
Justin and Rob, they're excellent to work with. They really make you feel comfortable and confident, and they direct you in a positive way.
So gorgeous.
Oh, great.
Beautiful.
So excited.
Nice
Thank
job.
You.
Nice.
So
nice.
Thank
so
you
amazing.
So much.
Nice.
Shooting with Justin?
That Justin?
I don't know about him.
I had my doubts. I didn't know if he could really bring it for the 2013 calendar trip.
Yeah.
Why?
he just...
Amateur hack?
Yeah, he's an amateur. He doesn't... See?
I had so much fun.
He's pretty good. He's doing a great job. He's just so welcoming, and he makes everyone just feel so comfortable, and he's taking amazing shots, and I think the best calendar that I personally have shot in the past 3 years.
My favorite photographer ever.
The best. Don't let his ego get too big.
Thank you. One left.
For all the mustaches and laughs, the girls still need to relax. And on the way to one shoot, Catherine finds a unique way to soothe Brittany.
In the comb and a brush and a bowl full of mush. The mush. There's the comb and there's the brush.
You're getting your brush.
The end. I am a little overlapped now. Did that like calm your nerves?
Yeah.
Looking at the photos, there's no doubting the results. While at the same time, there's never any doubt about who's in charge.
I said 9 o'clock.
As communication breakdowns threaten to derail the schedule, Tracy steps in and sets a new agenda for the week.
We can just discard the walkie-talkies. They're not working. If we're in the building, we can do a room-to-room phone call, but yeah. Most of the time we're outside, so that method's not working.
Yeah. You can see a picture and you don't realize the effort that goes into getting that picture because it's more than, you know, just smiling for the camera. It's getting the hair perfect, the makeup perfect, the lighting perfect.
Our photo shoot is our photo shoot, but for the camera crew and for Tracy, they're shooting all day from 4 a.m. to 10 at night.
You are beautiful.
Tracy's been awesome. She just brings you up. You walk in the room, her face lights up. Hair is always perfect. Makeup is always perfect. She just tells you look perfect.
She says, you're beautiful.
There's nothing you can do but believe her.
No, of course.
It's awesome.
As Stephanie brings an end to another long day of shooting and another day in the Caribbean, there's a treat awaiting the girls back at the resort. But no matter how good the girls feel now, they'll be up in mere hours to do it all again.
So good! So good! I got you!
Every shoot, from the first of the day to the last, starts in the same place, hair and makeup. And today, that starts at 5 a.m. with Gina.
Good to see you.
So I just want to make that more
flow. Throw a water sprinkler on it.
I mean, I will give you that. Like, it's right here on the
eating works
out. Yeah, that kind of face will work. Like, I'm stunned. Why would you do that to me? Leave me alone.
Yes.
And we'll leave these pieces.
You'll generally be in hair and makeup 2 to 3 hours before your shoot, which is awesome because you're just being pampered for 2 to 3 hours.
Hair Lisa and makeup Lisa. They're in their room the entire day, surrounded by makeup and hair appliances, and then we just come in and be like, oh, yeah.
We sit and it's our pampered, but as for them, they
work so hard.
They're still feeling fresh. No, I know. Oh. You know what? Good looking out, though, girlfriend.
It takes a while for that. I didn't try look, but you were in hair and makeup for 3 hours.
Right, for a while.
I am good. Wow.
For Gina. Those 3 early morning hours all led up to her big moment.
Yay, thank you.
Sorry, I had to punk you.
No, it's okay.
With this shoot wrapped, the hair and makeup room continues humming while Tracy takes a moment to play pool shark.
Nice one, huh?
Good
little
shot.
Set up there.
Tell me when you got your shot working.
Back in hair and makeup, they begin a five-hour process for one of their most daring shoots ever, as Brittany Lynn sits down for her third and final calendar shoot.
I can't wait for my parents to see this.
Work being done.
Hi.
How are you, ladies?
Hello.
And the girls find some fun with another sport on the resort.
Good afternoon, ladies, and welcome to Samuel's Golf and Country Club. It's an absolute pleasure to have you guys up here today.
A pro there taught us, you know, a couple skills, how to hold the club, exactly how to swing and what to do.
Good stuff.
Hole in one. Woo!
While Brittany Lynn missed the golf, she was the talk of the entire team.
Brittany Lynn, I don't even know for a fact, I haven't even asked her about it, but I heard that she's doing a very scandalous shoot, and my opinion on it is go for it.
Brittany Lynn. Oh, man. Hot.
If
very
one
hot.
Girl could do it, it's Brittany Lynn.
She has the perfect package for the gold leaf touch, and I think that her photos are going to be amazing.
With the calendar's most challenging shoot complete, the girls all arrive to greet their sister. But they've also arrived at the most hotly anticipated moment of the week, the announcement of the cover models. Coming up,
we're going to announce the cover because we're going to shoot it tomorrow.
Plus, the girls take a special trip to the mountains.
I wanted to bring you guys all here tonight because it's the night that we're going to announce the cover because we're going to shoot it tomorrow. Justin and I have been talking about this together all week long. We've got incredibly beautiful women. We have had such a really hard decision, and that's why we're waiting kind of till the last minute, but we do have to shoot it tomorrow. So we have chosen three. Trish will be on the cover again. Cassie. And this year, a rookie, Alex, will be on the cover.
As the cover girls celebrated, they knew it was time to get a good night's rest before the big shoot.
Is this real life?
No, no, not real life.
Time for bed. See everyone in the morning. Good night.
The next day, as the girls celebrate the end of the week, some locals play their own brand of football as the cover shoot begins.
Keep going, right about there should be good. Oh yeah, this is gonna be gorgeous.
This is crazy.
The cover. We try to guess every year who it's going to be, and our team's so unique this year, and everyone has such a unique look that the calendar is so diverse and so different that I couldn't pair people up because I didn't think they blended. And the way Tracy and Justin picked these three, they looked amazing together.
It really was amazing.
So you guys can get super motivated. This is what you look like. Wow. This is what your job is like.
It's a perfect way to make the calendar.
As the sun sets behind them, the cover models can begin to appreciate their own hard work and enjoy the fruits of their labor.
So good.
Oh my God, I love it.
How much do you love them?
We're gonna go to a beach party and celebrate the end of the calendar.
Yeah,
all day, every night.
Here we go.
We should be dancing.
But the island held just one more surprise and experience on the cheerleaders' final day.
Yes, I. A little more,
can
yeah.
Can you do to stop a man from trying? Oh, yes, I want to know now.
Welcome to Jamaica. Beautiful land. Sunshine.
One, two, three.
Each of the girls took their favorite children's books on a very special trip off the resort.
Jamaica was originally settled by the Taínos Indians. It was a group of Indians, and then they were overthrown by the Caribs. The Spanish settled here, and then eventually the English after that. Jamaica is famous for its music, of course. Bob Marley being one of the most famous Jamaicans. The people are the best part of Jamaica. They are friendly, they are warm, they are engaging. That's just their personality. It's not something that they put on.
Bless and love to Jamaica, yeah?
And the Sandals Foundation is the charity arm of the company. Each hotel in the chain adopts two schools. So this is one of the two schools that is adopted by the Sandals. We basically do everything that we want. We offer scholarship to the kids, etc. So the reading road trip is designed for all guests who want to come and be a part of the community. They can come with us and go into the school and read to the kids and have some interaction.
I think a big part of our role as the New England Patriots cheerleaders is to give that community aspect within New England. Not only just to show that that's important to us, but it's just committed, you know, it's committed within the organization to really make sure that we are involved in the community, building the spirit.
The school is actually, it's set in a little, one of our more depressed areas, so a lot of the kids are from the neighboring community. It's what you call a squatter settlement. It's for kids ages 6 to 11, but feel free to interact. They're going to hug you, they're going to kiss you, and so on. So just interact, have some fun, all right?
Okay.
What did you write?
I wrote, cheers to my new Jamaican friend.
Oh, that's cute. I wish I could write this.
What did you write?
The whole bus ride there, it was a different scenery. It was a different experience. Riding up there on the dirt road, up the hill, all the way to the top, I got to the school and I was sad.
We take a lot for granted living where we live, and it's a completely different lifestyle, and they're nothing but happy. And they were so excited that we were there, and I got a little teary-eyed because all of these kids were in awe.
I felt like a superstar there.
They were absolutely amazed.
Hi. But this only frightened me. Disrespectful and
good job, guys.
High five. High five.
And there are three little bears sitting in chairs, and two little kittens, and a pair of mittens.
Of course, there is an appearance from Goodnight Moon. Though the students appeared to be more interested in things like microphones and, of course, pom-poms. Those pom-poms would be put to good use in an impromptu dance performance in the shadows of the Jamaican hills.
They loved our dancing. You can tell. Music and dance is such a huge part of the culture out here. There was a car with the doors open playing music, and that was our sound system. And we were drenched, our makeup sweated off, and they loved it. They loved every second of it. It was amazing.
I don't think they realize how much it touched us. As a cheerleader, that is by far the most memorable experience I think I've had. It just was amazing. That's the only word I can describe.
Anytime we have a chance to really put ourselves out there, I think is phenomenal. And we get to take away something too. I was in tears meeting the kids that we saw at the school here just because they are so excited to just be around us.
After having the experience with the kids and dancing for them and getting to know them and just hugging them, I left happy. And that was like so touching. Oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
What can you do to stop the sun from shining? See, I want to know now. What can you do to stop the Patriots from growing? Oh, yes, I want to know now. What can you do to stop the Patriots from growing? Yeah. Aile, blessed love to Jamaica. Yeah. The Patriots, number one.
With a special bond formed between the girls and Jamaica, now it's time to say goodbye. As the week wraps up, the girls are left with some time to reflect on just what it means to be a cheerleader.
To be a Patriots cheerleader, it means that I get to pursue my dream.
The past 3 years has just been such a positive experience, and I'm sure you've experienced it in the last couple months, and I've learned so much about myself in the last 3 years, and not just like hair and makeup, but my heart and my soul is on this team.
What you see is what you get. We are a bunch of goofballs having fun.
There's not one girl on this team that I haven't seen cry, and there's not one girl that I wouldn't hold or let cry on my shoulder.
And in her final year on the team, Athena was affected more than most.
I made my friends on this team. These are my best friends.
We are family.
No, that's why it's so hard to like leave and right. Be done.
Right, it's hard.
It's incredible how this experience shapes you, and the people you meet on this team, it's just something that you never want to let go.
It means a lot, right? Yeah.
I needed a sisterhood, and I found it.